Shout out to our sponsors, King's Peak Coffee Roasters. At King's Peak, they take coffee seriously. Their beans are sourced with utmost care from sustainable farms worldwide, ensuring that each sip is a celebration of exquisite flavors. From captivating blends to captivating single origin roasts, their coffee selection promises to tantalize your taste buds and elevate your coffee game to new heights. King's Peak staff embodies the spirit of hospitality and passion for coffee. With smiles that brighten your day, they're always ready to guide you on an unforgettable coffee journey. From bean selection to brewing techniques, their knowledgeable baristas will happily share their expertise to help you find your perfect cup. King's Peak is committed to making a positive impact on the entire coffee supply chain. With every purchase, you're supporting farmers and artisans, enabling sustainable practices and empowering communities around the globe. Together, we're nurturing a brighter, more inclusive future for everyone involved. Whether you're a coffee aficionado or a curious newcomer, King's Peak is your welcoming sanctuary. Explore their wide array of coffees, accessories, and gifts, and let King's Peak help you find the perfect fit for your unique taste. They're not just a coffee shop, but a community that embraces the joy of coffee and human connection. Join us at King's Peak Coffee Roasters, where coffee dreams come true. Listening to the Taste Masters, where we sit down and learn from artists within the world of craft beer, liquor, and various fermentation techniques. All right, family, we are here at the Grid City Music Fest 2023, and it is loud, hopping and popping in. I'm here with my friends Bryce, Brett, and Tim Chappell. Tim, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
So, Tim, obviously, this is your second. This is the second year running at the Grid City Music Fest. This is your second year here. What do you think from last year to this year so far?
So far, it's good looking turnout. Yeah, it's like anything, fours a little bit longer. You know, it's been a fun year. You know, that we have a beer bus this year looping around town, going to different breweries. And we've got a stage at our spot tomorrow in the from 11 to 6 tomorrow.
That's so sick, by the way.
And yeah, it's fun to be here this year. We got a beer on draft here at the Commonwealth this weekend.
And what beer is that, by chance?
We've got our beer pie hole. The
pie hole.
Yeah, it's a strawberry rhubarb goza.
Beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you had that at the Utah Beer Fest, correct?
We did, yeah.
And that was like one of the top sellers, I feel like. That crushed it.
Oh, man, we served that probably 10 to 1 over our hazy pale ale.
Yeah, no one wants the hazy. We want the strawberry rhubarb. Right. Wow, good for you, man. Congrats.
I want the hazy.
I know. That's what I was drinking all day. But yeah.
So, Brett, you're chiming in. Brett, tell me what you are one of the most, I want to say, one of the favorite locals of the scene, I feel like, for us brewers and people in the industry. Brett, you're well known. You and Bryce. Bryce, you guys have been both in the game for quite some time. So
he's
Bryce.
Calling us old.
I think it's code word I said, for old. Hey,
I like that. Yeah. Experienced.
Experience, right? But anything before COVID's old, I think, at this point.
There you go.
But Bryce.
Oh man, he's making me feel old.
But Bryce, Brett, is this your first year or second year at the Grid City Music Fest?
This is actually my first year.
Brett, you
unfortunately,
were last year, right?
I missed
no,
last
I'm
year.
Not. Sure. I'm also a rookie. I'm a virgin.
So we're popping cherries today.
We're popping cherries indeed.
I love it. So Bryce, and Brett, both of you guys, what's something that you guys are seeing about this festival that's unlike any other festival here in Utah?
This festival. Well, I've only been here for a short time, but I like the vibe. The weather's great. You got some axe throwing, you got the cornhole. Nice open spaces. Have yet to hear a band, but apparently they're coming on.
When you take your headphones off, you'll hear them right now.
Oh,
except
okay.
The headphones in. Yeah.
These are great headphones, by the way.
Ta-da!
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, I'm looking forward to listening to the bands. Pretty cool spot, I would have to say, for a venue right next to the track station. It's
yeah, I mean,
nice.
In case you can't drive, you can just get on the tracks real quick and go home.
Right, exactly.
And we have Grid City down the street. We have Sugar House. We have Salt Fire. We have Chapel. We have Beehive. And we're right in the middle of South Salt Lake right now.
For sure.
Oh, this is the heart of it. Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And I think you guys tell me, Brett, I'll talk to you. what Grid City is doing for this festival. What do you think is happening? What do you think Grid City can do? I mean, Grid City is fairly new. We're talking about COVID days. They opened during 2020, and they're already doing some damage. They're turning heads, right?
Well, I think they're certainly, I mean, I think they create another anchor to the whole South Salt Lake, you know, brewers there. I mean, you had, you know, Salt Fire and Level Crossing, and now you're throwing in Grid City, and now Tim is bringing it strong with Chapel and stuff. And so it's like, I mean, yeah, South Salt Lake is looking good. And
hell
so,
yeah.
I mean, as far as, like, particular about what Grid City is bringing, I mean, you know, they're bringing, you know, good food, and they're, you know, as far as their beers and stuff, I mean, they're bringing really good beer, but they've got this different model, too, about not, like, not having a lot of wide variety of beer. Their whole thing about, like, having, you know, three different beers like CO2, Cask, and Nitro.
Yes.
Is kind of an interesting concept, and so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, Bryce, what do you think about this? Same question to you. What do you think Grid City is bringing to the game, if they are bringing anything?
So,
because you're so old and you've been in the industry for so long.
When Grid City first came out, I went down there multiple times just for their Pilsner, man. I love their Pilsner. Both Pilsners are great. I personally prefer just the regular non-hopped Pilsner.
House Pilsner.
House Pilsner. Super delicious. I'm hoping they'll bring the Czech back, the dark lager, not the Czech dark lager back, because I thought that was good too.
Hell yeah.
I think they're doing some solid beers down there. And I like Brett said, they're not churning and burning new thing, the new hotness every time. They're like, hey, we're going to lock down our recipes. They've won some awards for them. I know that.
Man, that brown ale.
Yeah.
And exactly. And then
award-winning.
And they're like, hey, we got a good recipe. Why change it up all the time? So why don't we just do this?
You guys good with that, like, keep it simple, stupid kind of thing? Like, you know, small.
Hey, if it's a good beer, I'm down. If it's a good beer, why not just roll it?
Wow,
you know?
I like that. I actually don't think I've heard that from some of the consumers around here. I mean, not that I have seen her the other side, but, like, I've never actually thought about it. Grid City kind of sticks with, like, they're really good at making their core beers, and then they're really good at making these hybrid seltzers that are stupid addicting, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those seltzers are dangerous.
I'm not a huge seltzer fan, but their lime cucumber, is it cucumber lime? I can't remember, but their one with the cucumber in it is pretty damn good, in my opinion.
Fantastic.
As far as seltzers go, I mean, I stick more to beer, but as far as seltzer goes, if somebody hands me one of those, I wouldn't cry about it,
that's
for sure.
Right, and that's what Grid City is. Like, Grid City, ever since they came through, they've been swinging hard. And I feel like they've been swinging for the fences and been nailing it every time, I feel like.
All right, guys, I better go check
Tim,
my booth.
See you soon there, Tim.
Right. See you, Tim.
So, boys, before you guys leave, I want to ask this last question. What's something that South Salt Lake is missing that South Salt Lake hasn't come out with yet? You guys have been in the scene. You guys have seen it. What's South Salt Lake still missing?
I'm going to have to go with free beer.
Free beer.
Free beer, huh?
Well, I tell you what, you're in the wrong state, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Wow, that's an interesting question. You know, they've got the cocktail places down there. You can go. I mean, I don't even know what it would be missing. It's more of a. I think they just need to get the people out there, so it's like kind of a vibrant scene. Because right now it's a little spread out, and they do have their festivals where you see people going from place to place and whatnot. But for the most part, it still feels disjointed. Where I think if they could get everyone to come down for an event or whatever, like this, you know, you can go down here, you can try some beers, or. The arts festival was a really good idea where they did the murals and whatnot.
Yeah.
You come down, you go, you see the murals, you walk to each place, and you see a mural, you get a beer at one place, you see another mural, you go to the next place. That's a brilliant idea.
So what's something that this festival, because it sounds like this festival is nailing that for the most part. Well, what is this festival missing that you wish was a part of this festival? What's it missing?
Well,
free beer.
Goddamn.
I'm
just chiming in from the peanut gallery over here. Ignore me.
I like Pat's Barbecue, and I had Pat's Barbecue today, but I recently went a little bit more vegetarian. I wish they had a little more food options down here. for people, and I don't diss on Pat's Barbecue at all. I had a pork sandwich. It was great, but it's kind of the only game in town. But
right, I mean, last year they had vegan options. They had vegan tacos.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, I get food, right? Food,
yeah,
more
some food. A little more food options would be
cool.
Solid for me.
Brett, besides free beer, anything that you'd want to see at this music fest that you're not seeing this year?
Well, I think I want to see the music or hear the music, but
yeah.
With these headphones on, I don't know if I can hear it. So, you know.
Well, but gentlemen, I tell you what, you guys have been a huge supporter of the beer industry here in Utah, big supporter of Taste Masters, big supporter of me, you know, growing up through this whole process. I just want to thank you guys for being on here for five minutes and giving your speech. So whatever you guys need, you let me know. And on that note, let's go listen to some music, yeah?
Sounds good.
We
thank
want
you.
To thank you, David, because you are the man.
You are the man.
Thanks, gentlemen. Hey, let's go listen to music, huh?
Yeah.
All right, fam, at Grid City Music Fest, here we are live. I have two of the brewers here at Grid City. I have Mr. Andy and Mr. Nick. Gentlemen, welcome to the motherfucking show. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're living it up, man.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
So, Andy, I'm going to start with you. You, yes, today, you played part of, you have a band, right? Or you're a part of a band.
Yeah, so, fortunately enough, I have a great group of guys that are backing a little vision of mine. So, we're just trying to make it come to fruition.
Is it your vision?
Somewhat, but...
what's your band's name?
It's a great take on a classic, so it's...
Journey Part 2. Is that what it is?
Journey Part 2.
I wish.
Foreigner.
No, anyways, it's a take on the Jorge D'Alto Argentinian group. It's called Jorge D'Alto and Super Friends.
And
so,
Super Friends.
Yeah, so I just decided to name it Andy and Super Friends. Anyways, if anyone caught that, hell yeah.
I love that, dude.
But they didn't. But
you guys
anyways,
played today at noon at Grid City.
We did.
You opened up today, basically.
Yes. And I'm really fortunate for that.
And you know what, dude? I'll tell you what. And I told you this yesterday, but
yes, sir.
Watching you play, watching you be in your zone, in your passion, man, you just fly. I see you just kind of like losing yourself in that moment.
I try my best,
man. And like,
thank you.
There's a word in German called Freudenfreude, which is I have joy for you having joy. And when I saw those moments, I was like, man, fuck yeah. I'm happy that you're happy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Watching you do that, dude, I fucking was smiling ear to ear. But, dude, you did it, man. Congratulations.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, I appreciate that. And we had a lot of fun. I think all the guys had a great time. And
it looked
like
it. It
was a great outcome. Yeah, and we're stoked. And all the best to come.
Hell yeah. So, Nick, we're talking to you now.
Okay.
So, Grid City, you've kind of been a roller coaster here at Grid City the past few months, yeah?
I have, yeah.
So, you kind of had a little incident at Grid City, but you've been supportive ever since then.
I've tried to be, yeah.
You do all things. Talk to me. You're now, is this your first Grid City Music Fest?
This is. I didn't make it to last year, but I heard good things about it.
So, why didn't you make it last year? I'm curious.
Just never really got around to it.
Cool.
Just didn't have the time, I guess, yeah.
But, man, we're early in the night, but, like, what do you think so far?
I've liked it. We've gone to three places now. This is our third place.
Yeah, because this year they did, five places with a fun bus that travels you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys have been at three of the five at least, right?
Yeah,
right.
We went to Level Crossing, Chapel, and then here.
Hell, yeah. I tell you what.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
So far, so good, yeah. I've enjoyed it. It's been nice. I haven't ever been to Chapel, so that was nice to go there for the first time.
Oh, cool. What do you think about Chapel Brewing?
I thought it was good. It's definitely small, but, I mean, they're brand new, so that makes sense.
Yeah, what do you think about the quality of beer, though? I mean, there's quantity and there's quality. Which one do you think was?
I thought Chapel was nice. I don't think they had as much flavor as I thought they would.
Okay.
But they definitely were worth going to.
Hell yeah. Would you go back?
I would, yeah.
See, and like, that's the thing. As a beer maker, as you guys know, you want people to come back, right?
Yeah, of course.
And they, you know, rope them in, come in, right? But you guys are about to listen to some. So, Andy.
Yes, sir.
You're here about... So, there's a lot of artists happening. There's going to be music, live music.
Of course.
And you were here last night, too.
Yeah,
so,
I was.
Who are you most excited for tonight?
So, honestly, I don't know, like, the full lineup for tonight. But last night, shout out to The Poor and Super Bowl. They were really great.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. Anytime any band has a horn section or something like that,
yeah.
I'm Very into it.
I like that.
That takes a lot of work.
So what instruments do you play?
Guitar.
Is that
piano.
It?
No, I try to play a little bit of everything, but
okay.
To me, it's more of like wherever any instrument lends its time, you know, I will adapt to it. You know?
See, and that's the artist in you. I love that.
I try.
I love that. Nick, tell me, do you play any instruments?
I don't now, but I played the trumpet back in grade school.
Shut the hell up.
Ooh. Yeah,
so,
surprisingly.
When it comes to playing the trumpet, what's that thing when you breathe, circular breathing? Is that what it's called?
The way you kind of play it is like you almost, as gross as it is, to spit into it.
Okay.
It's a kind
do
of
you
like,
literally spit into it, and you're playing like you're spitting into it?
Kind of both.
Okay.
Like you basically spit into it, and it has this valve at some turn point where you can empty the spit out. Which is kind of gross.
Oh, because it has like a little lever thing that you pull back and it jumps out.
Yeah, yeah.
That is kind of gross. But, I mean, the trumpet's a beautiful sound.
Yeah, it's a great sound. I wish I kept up with it.
I tell you what, I cook with jazz.
Oh, nice.
I'm sitting here.
There you go, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like trumpet and saxophone, it's all my jam. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But, Nick, what since this is your first beer fest, what's something you expect from this beer fest you haven't seen yet?
I kind of thought there'd be more breweries, to be honest.
Breweries?
Yes, like other types of breweries here.
Okay.
Like we see Chapel, and I've seen you know, Level Crossings at the other places, but here,
sure.
Here specifically, I mean, I only see Chapel.
I see you. Okay, cool. And that's good to know because I feel like, and I'm going to ask you guys, this is an open question. So
yeah.
If I'm hosting a beer event, would it be like stepping on toes to invite other breweries to my event?
As like a Grid City.
Oh, think about it. Grid City. So we have another brewery, Chapel Brewing.
Of course. Right? Shout out to Tim.
But, shout out
Greg
Tim.
Wright.
But would it be step? Like, what if I invited like Squatters or Two Row or Palsy Kings? Is that?
I think the more the merrier, you know.
Yeah?
I get that too.
So I say Grid City Music Fest should be like another beer fest with more of our family.
Exactly.
Is that what
yeah.
you're trying to say?
This is like more the South Salt Lake area, so there's like five breweries around here. You could at least have.
So we got Salt Fire, we have
Level Crossing,
Grid City, Squatters and Wasatch downtown, right? I mean,
they're
South
close
Salt
enough,
Lake.
I guess.
Yeah, I would count them.
Well, they're actually off of what? What's the street? 300
yeah,
West
to, we,
or something.
Went to, you went to yesterday.
Is that too north for
no,
you guys?
300 East. I don't know.
Where do we draw the line, though? You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Where do we draw a line of the South Salt Lake breweries?
Oh, I see.
Not to exclude anyone, but where do we draw
yeah.
a line?
I don't think there should be a line. I mean,
because
in
that case,
together.
The same street. If I drive down the street, I see TF. I take a
of course.
I see Fisher.
I guess that's true. Shades could be here as well because they're just
could be
down
here.
The street.
And we can have Dented Bricks over here.
Dented Brick too. Yeah.
We have a Sugar House.
Sugar
we
House.
Have the barrel company over there, Northeast Barrel Work.
Right.
We have the Beehive. We have a lot of going on right now. South Salt Lake's booming, I think.
It's getting a lot more popular.
Thankfully.
So I think if this is going to happen, what Grid City needs to do, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but anyone in the fermentation process in South Salt Lake should be here.
I kind of agree, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool to see how you have the fun bus, and it's kind of spread out to five different locations.
Of course.
But at the same time, like, man, I'm lazy. Maybe I'm American. I don't know. But, like,
no.
I want one location for all of it. It's yeah. like, I want to sit on my bed. I want to have popcorn. I want to have my beer, my wine, my liquor, my Netflix. I don't want to move.
In a perfect world, right?
You know what I'm saying?
American
so,
mentality.
Why not do that at the fest, right?
Yeah, that's
I
how
see.
It was last week at the beer fest. Everything was there.
You're right. The Utah Beer Fest by City Weekly. You had a shitty side and a good side.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you not there?
I was not,
dude, I'll call him out right now. I don't give a shit. So, you have one side where it had turf, beautiful, great, fans
it was beautiful
playing.
One side, yeah.
And it looked like Russia, and the other side looked like the Ukraine. It was all, like, shitty Astro.
Really?
Or not Astro,
yeah,
but
like
cement
a,
and
like
asphalt.
This.
It was like this.
Whatever this is, yeah.
But
oh, this is great. This is
but
great.
It was still, nonetheless, we were still a family, and we go both sides. And you
of
see,
course.
You know, we still supported everything, and the food was on one side,
yeah.
but the music was on. It was interesting, very
yes,
interesting.
Yeah. The new venue was definitely interesting this year.
Yeah,
I've gone to it the last 3 years now, I suppose, but I did enjoy it this year. I mean, it was a different vibe, but it felt like it was more packed and more like lively, I'd say.
Yeah, and I liked how it was in the heart of Salt Lake, not necessarily in the middle of the Gateway. The Gateway
yeah.
seemed crowded to me.
Yeah, it's very crowded. Yeah. For sure.
But, boys, when it comes to Grid City and this music fest, what's something that you are proud of to be a part of Grid City?
So I guess I'll start. So I'm just fortunate to have been able to be able to work with such a mastermind like Jeremy Gross. I mean, that guy, to me, was an influence and what do you call it, an inspiration for many months.
Yeah.
You know? Most of the time that I was under his wing, I mean, the guy's a genius, you know? And I respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's basically brewing the best beer here in town.
Wow.
And I will say that.
Cool. I won't disagree. I think Jeremy Gross is one of the best brewers we have in Utah. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
for sure, hands down, and I'll say he's also the best seltzer maker.
Of course.
And I make fun of her. Fun of him.
No, you got to make your money somehow.
I understand that. But I give shit the Grid City for making seltzers, but at the same time, they literally changed a category in an international competition because their seltzer was so unique. So if you enter your product and you change a category because of your product, you're turning heads. And so that's what Jeremy and Grid City did. And I'm sorry, the brown?
Oh, the brown is...
World Beer Cup award-winning beer?
That won bronze, right?
No big deal, right?
No, it did.
Sorry, guys, like Grid City slaps. I'll tell you what.
We'll win first place. And again, my best wishes to Jeremy Gross and everybody on
the
team.
And the team, that's what I'm saying.
Agreed, yeah.
I love them all.
So, Nick, same question. What about Grid City that you like so much working for Grid City here at the moment?
Working for Grid City was nice because I got to learn so much. I mean, them being such a small brewery, you basically were in everything there.
Yeah.
So, like...
Hands-on almost.
Basically, yeah, hands-on and on everything. You would get to learn basically the brewing side, the cellar side, the... really everything, I guess. Like,
yeah.
It was nice to learn everything because that was my first kind of job, like, in that world.
Beautiful.
So I was at Red Rock prior, and I just kind of did kind of beer store and some production at that place. So I learned basically some production, not much brewery side. Going to Grada was the opposite. I learned all the brewery side and not much of the... Well, I guess I take that back. The production side was big, too.
Sure.
We got the canning line, and then that was pretty huge. I was there when the first can line was there, that simple, like, put it in, put it out, kind of two-step can line. Then we got that massive one, then it changed everything.
Yeah, and it's cool to see how technology can help the brewing. Like, when it comes to brewing, you can be so traditional as possible, but technology can further enhance that.
Exactly, yeah.
But, boys, I'm not going to take more of your time here at Grid City Music Fest. Go and have fun.
No. But it's a pleasure of ours.
Hey, cheers. I'm saying, guys, thank you so much for taking the time.
Course,
we're going to do another episode. You guys, just you and I, right? Another time. But
be nice.
Go ahead and enjoy the Grid City Music Fest, and we'll see you next year, yeah?
Yeah, I'll be here next year.
On that note, salud.
Cheers, David.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, man.
To salud.
All right, family, we're here at Grid City Music Fest Live. I'm here with Taylor and Ben, some locals here in Salt Lake County. Gentlemen, welcome to a podcast, by the way.
Thanks,
hey,
David.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, have you guys ever been on a podcast before?
No.
So yes. You guys are live. Oh, you have?
Yes.
Taylor, tell me when and why. How, when, where, and why?
I host a podcast called The Success with Flowell Show, where we talk with successful health coaches about their career and the challenges they've overcome. And, have enjoyed it. I haven't gotten as deep into it as the Tastemaster, so David, excited to talk to you and, you know, understand more about what you got going on.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and Big Ben, so you're drinking a beer right now.
I am.
So what beer and whose beer is it?
Kiss Whoever You Want, India Pale Ale by Saltfire.
Have you guys had this beer before?
I have not.
You have not. So are you guys beer drinkers?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
So you guys beer connoisseurs? You just like drink beer because you're... Yeah. Why?
Just a casual beer drinker, my friend.
Okay. Do you have craft beer? Or do you guys like domestic beer, like Bud Light, Pacifico? What's going on? What brings you to the Grid City Music Fest?
I'd say that, like, if beer connoisseur was a 10 on a 1 to 10 spectrum, I'm like a 6.5, probably.
Okay.
I like craft IPAs. And
so
like
you enjoy it, but you don't know how to make it?
Is that definitely don't know. I mean...
Never
made my own beer.
Are you guys interested in making your own beer?
I'd love to know how beer
difficult
is made.
Is it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how difficult?
Yeah. Or just walk us through the process, you know?
Okay, so you get grain, you make grain into almost a flour-like product. You make a cereal.
Yep.
With hot water. You let gravity, you force feed that gravity, and that way you patiently wait for that sugar water to come through the bottom.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then you take that sugar water, you boil it, you add hops here and there, you send it to a fermenter, you pitch in yeast, and you fucking wait. Ta-da!
How long do you wait?
Depends. You want a lager or an ale?
Lager.
Lager, about 4 to 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, man.
Four to six to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So
an ale, about 7 to 21 days I can make that.
What do you do to check on it? You, like, smell it?
Smell it, taste it, test it, test the pH, all of it.
Yeah.
Keep testing. So what I do so I'm also a beer maker, right? Not just a podcast guy with curly hair. But what I do is I also make beer, and I have to slowly monitor the life of the beer. Beer has to be treated like a baby. Mm. If you rush the baby, it might be fucked up, or you might get a shitty beer. But if you gently take care of it, I tell you what, it comes out. Mwah.
So what's after a few times.
After a few times, yeah. So what's some questions you guys have? So you guys are part of Salt Lake, yeah?
Yeah, we live nearby.
So in the craft beer scene, what's some questions you guys have for craft brewers or the craft beer scene?
How are they getting their...
Where are the ingredients coming from here in Salt Lake City? Are we getting it out of the West Desert here? Are we going up north?
So there's one maltster in Salt Lake called Solstice Malt. So there is local malt that he sources in Utah. So there's a local maltster, but we also get ours from Germany, Berlin, Canada, Minnesota, Colorado, all over the place. Yeah.
So are you telling me that there's more of an underground scene than just the, like, 8 breweries that are on State Street, Main Street?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
So you have breweries in Logan, Utah, Ogden, Utah, Cedar City, Utah, St. George, Utah, Utah County. And then a bunch in Salt Lake, and they have Tooele, Invernal. Yeah, there's a lot of breweries you guys probably don't know about.
Yeah, I would say
probably
so.
Probably true.
So why would you say you don't know about them? Because you haven't ventured out?
That was going to be my question, is how are all the breweries that we don't know about reaching their people? Like, who are the...
A beautiful question.
Yeah.
So we have a Utah Brewers Guild where most of the breweries in Utah get together, and we have like a... How do we become stronger and better and be more
connected
friendly
to people like Ben and me that love to drink beer and would totally drink their beer?
So when's the last time you guys had like a Tooele beer, a Vernal beer?
I'd say in my past life.
St. George beer.
I've ever had one of those.
No,
it's difficult, right? So how do we bridge that gap? I don't know, but we're trying to figure that out.
St. George.
I've had Moab beers, but that's, you know. Moab's
some new channels of distribution.
Ones.
So more channels of distribution like that. What else can we do? So if you guys wanted some North Utah or South Utah beers, how would you guys feel? What do you guys think you could do if you were in my position to bring that up to Salt Lake?
You could drive to Logan and buy a bunch of beers and bring them back. And then just
talk about it on your podcast.
Yeah,
bring them back. So I feel like the DABCs, we have warehouses or DABS or where, you know, liquor stores. I think they should have more variety of local beers or local spirits.
Tasters.
Right. Yeah, so.
Not a huge inventory, just.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
They can test, right? And see what people pick up.
So I feel like it's up to you guys as the consumers to say something or to vote with your dollar and
that's
be like,
true.
Hey, we're going to purchase this local, not Tito's vodka. We're going to get Denton Brick.
No,
we're
download
get,
on Tito's.
Right. But what's your guys' favorite, some of your favorite breweries here in Salt Lake County?
I like Wasatch.
Wasatch?
Yeah.
Wasatch Park City or Wasatch Squatters in downtown?
Are you making me pick or can I say both?
You say both.
I like the Park City one.
Hell yeah.
It's a good vibe. Right there.
Have you gotten an offset over at Park City?
Yeah, I love offset.
Hell yeah.
It's super cool.
Have you gone a little bit further and gone to Heber Valley?
I have not, no.
You gotta go to Heber Valley. They just celebrated their 4th year anniversary yesterday.
Were you there?
In the morning I was, yeah. I stopped by, said hi, get some high fives, and I was the hell out because I had a lot to do. I was here for the Grid City Music Fest. Had to be here, yeah?
Yeah.
But what do you guys think about the festival?
Well, we just got here.
Oh,
shit. Were you guys here last year?
No.
We were not.
Yeah. So you guys are ready for it because the band's going to play here soon.
I know. How was yesterday?
Yesterday was a hoot. It was more packed than it is now, but we're early in the night.
Yeah.
You guys are going to see it get wild. Music's going to be great, but beer's flowing, spirits, cocktails are flowing, and we have axe throwing. So
I see that.
Enjoy the night.
It could be a dangerous combination. Yes.
It could be, but we have buses to travel us, right?
Yep.
But, gentlemen, is there any questions you have for me before you guys leave, before I take more of your time?
I think that the only question I have is, what do your listeners want to hear from you?
probably what I recommend.
Yeah.
Either in beer, spirits, or how to treat people. So in the end of the day, don't be an asshole. And when knowledge increases, behavior changes. Amen. Enough said.
Hey, you've been there a great host. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
David.
Until the next beverage, yeah? Cheers. Salud. Shout out to our sponsor, Sugar House Distillery. Handcrafted from grain to glass, Sugar House has been grinding for years to bring us products that are quality over quantity. Just to name a few, their single malt whiskey, rye whiskey, which is our weekday jam, their Boilermaker series, which is a rotating collab within our family, and their canned cocktails, which are so damn good and great for any to-go adventures you have this year. Located in most liquor stores across Utah, or just head over to the distillery located on 22nd 12 South West Temple, Monday through Friday. Tell them we sent you, and they'd love to give you a tour and possible tasting. When you think Sugar House Distillery, think local and made with love. Until the next spirit, my friends. Shout out to our sponsors, Clearwater Distilling. Utah County's only distillery is turning heads and quickly making a name for themselves. From whiskey to vodka, their unique innovation transforms the norm with incredible products like their Rene Armagnac, which is an aged French Armagnac with an American rye whiskey twist. Literally one of our favorite showcasers. Or their Scandalous, which is not like Fireball. It's an actual whiskey with quality cinnamon without any sugary taste. Also, Clearwater teams up to do a monthly cigar pairing where you come and get educated on how to properly smoke a cigar while pairing with Clearwater's lovely spirits. For more information, head to clearwaterdistilling.com, hit them up on all social media platforms, or just message us, and we'll get you started on the right path. Open 7 days a week, even on holidays. Clearwater is a must. See you there. Until the next spirits, my friends. All right, family, we just finished a set at Grid City Music Fest. We are hopping in. We are live. I'm here with my friends, AJ and Kate. What's up, my friends?
What up, dude?
Poppin'? How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks. Last time I saw you guys was in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville.
I know.
Is that surreal as hell?
Crazy.
It was so random. Like, I saw a fucking... Or I
you can say
curse,
fuck, yeah.
Right?
Fuck shit, damn hell. You say whatever you want.
Yeah, no. I saw a fucking Instagram story from Taste Masters, and I was like, hell yeah, my guy is here.
Yeah.
We were
and
down
I fucking
in Nashville
slid
visiting
up and
my
was
family.
Like, send me your fucking phone number.
Yes.
We came
and
saw each other, yeah. And I was like, I'm buying all of your shots. I met your beautiful, amazing wife.
I know. She's gorgeous. I love her
so much.
She's
such a gem.
I know.
She has been, like, messaging me about Grid City Music Fest this year. I adore her.
She's awesome.
Such a gem.
But when seeing you guys in Nashville, I was like, this is surreal. Like, my family from Utah is in Nashville. It blew my mind.
We were down visiting my family, and she's like, oh, I have a friend from Salt Lake here. And I was like, no way.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I was even like, I'm going to hit him up on Instagram. I don't know if he's going to see it, because I hit up Taste Masters.
Yeah.
And I was like, Taste Masters is fucking sick, and they're popping off. They got all these fucking DMs. They're not going to look at my fucking DM. And then you saw it, and you were like, hell
girl,
yeah,
I'm here,
let's go.
Let's send it. And we did.
We
went to Nudie's. Nudie's one of the best bars downtown.
Dude, I was trying to look that shit up, and I was like, what am I looking up? I don't want to go to a porn website.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. We had a great time. And how was your time in Nashville, by the way?
Very fun.
Good.
Humid and hot.
I loved it. I would go back. Would you guys go back? I'm curious.
No doubt. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Go back to visit, not to live.
Amen. Well said.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to Nashville than Vegas, to be honest.
Agreed. Yeah, for sure.
Never been to Vegas. Never want to go. I'm so down to go to like NOLA.
Yeah, let's go.
Vegas
let's
is
go.
Like a one or
Are
two
you down?
Night trip.
I'm so down.
Dude, I will plan a trip with you next
I'm
month.
I'm not kidding.
Mardi Gras.
That's in the spring, but we want to go. We haven't gone yet. So, yeah, done.
Yeah. No,
I went.
I got to tell you a great story about New Orleans. I went freshman year of college for my sorority or fraternity formal. I got invited.
Okay.
I woke up at the end of the weekend with a tattoo. Had
no idea
I got a tattoo. I hid it from my parents for a year.
Spelled wrong, too, right?
Yeah. No, I was getting to that point. Way to fucking ruin my ending. But I posted a picture of it on Instagram, and my dad just texted me the correct spelling. And I was like, sick, I ruined my parents.
That makes me so happy. That makes me happy.
I mean, it really fits with my personality,
sure.
Let's be honest.
But it's like, it's just like, you go with life.
Yeah.
Go with the flows. Go with the punches.
When I met her and she told me that, I was like, all right, this girl's cool.
So what do you guys think about the Grid City Music Fest? You guys were here last year.
Yeah.
You're here this year. So how is the second annual Grid City Music Fest going?
I feel like
absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I feel like it's boosted a lot since last year. It's awesome.
Yeah. And in what way? Talk to me. I mean, I could, in your opinion.
I don't know. Just like, there was 1 year to work everything out and get it going and try to get this thing started, and then this year it's all coming together a little bit more, you know?
Hell yeah. Okay, what about you?
I mean, obviously I worked on the back end for a while and like helped Drew with the beginning stages of this new
format, for sure.
Yeah, and I think that honestly it's fucking amazing. I think that especially being super localized and only having local artists and having only local vendors and making sure that everything is very South Salt Lake and even expanding that, like, at the beginning of our conversations of what Grid City Music Fest was going to look like this year, we were still just only looking at Commonwealth Room because, like, we love Darren. Darren's a sick guy to work with.
Absolutely. It was like a hub, too. It was like a center of it all.
Yeah, this venue's great.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's so sick. But then when Drew came to me with the idea of, like, going out and spreading out and doing satellite bands, I was like, number one, dude, you're fucking insane. Number two, dude, you're fucking insane, and that's a great fucking idea.
Yeah.
Like, let's do it. And it's turned more into a festival rather than concerts, and I think that that's what's so fucking awesome about this thing.
Yeah.
It's like, last year we partnered and we were piggybacking off of Commonwealth already booked shows.
Sure.
This year we got all of the talent.
Yeah.
We provided all of the talent, which I think is honestly so much more valuable because it's once again bringing in that South Salt Lake, that South, like, it's
you're totally right. But how I think, I was telling Drew this today, was is this year or last year was all here. It was all like Grid City focused, right? Mm-hmm. Grid City was like the hub, right?
Yeah.
But this year, I promise you right now, this place is bumping. Everyone else is bumping, like Level Crossing.
And all day, too.
Like, all day long, just, from noon until lights out, right? You got Chapel Brewing and Old Cuss. Mm-hmm. You got Salt Fire and the Beehive. Like, there's multiple locations that are bumping like this, and because of Grid City Music Fest, you have five locations that are bumping instead of just one location.
And it's highlighting how cool South Salt Lake is. There's so many good, like, sweet places to go around here. And it's
not just one place.
Yeah, and it's cool that these are places that are maybe a little more under the radar that are being brought to the surface now because of this, which is super cool.
And that's what local's all about.
Also, like, the fucking mural bus. So sick. Like, we brought in a whole separate, like, network of people to come, and they supported us, and they thought that this was a great idea, and it was like, no shit. Like, we presented this to the board of South Salt Lake, and we were like, do you not see, like, this is awesome. And, like, for them to support us
and give some fucks.
Yeah.
They gave fucks about it.
And it's going to continue
to
grow.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't have been able to do the South Salt Lake. It's not a beer bus because they don't serve you beer, you know.
Right.
Talking about Nashville.
Oh,
you can drink beer whenever you want.
Yeah, you can walk down the street, man.
But they take you around all of the different murals that are around South Salt Lake, which I think that a lot of people take for granted because you're driving past and you don't see that, like, there's sick fucking murals.
Yeah, the
all
passion
over
and local
place.
Artists putting on those murals, yeah.
Yeah. It's,
absolutely.
I think that South Salt Lake is a beautiful fucking place, and I think that there needs to be more things like this, and this is why I have so much heart and soul for this kind of music festival.
Hell yeah. Amen.
It's because, like, everyone that works here and everyone that has built a business here is beautiful, amazing people.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have met some of my great friends, like, shout out Diaz. I fucking love this girl. She's
shout
in
out Diaz.
Denver now.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have met those people without having community like the way that we do, and now we're just opening that up and trying to get other people to see our
community.
That's
the thing, is it's not about come support me. It's let's support local, and in order to do let's
whole
spread
community.
It out to everyone.
Yeah.
I think it's fucking
everyone.
Rad. I think what Grid City and Drew have envision, you know what, respect, commendable, and I will support it until the day I die, until my last breath.
Yeah,
I really will.
For sure.
What's something you guys want to see different next year or more next year or something that isn't here this year that you want to see next year? Let's upgrade.
I want to see a big ski ramp on the side.
Okay, well, ski also, you're talking to guy that does street skiing. That's like his...
We'll get some entertainment.
He's going to try to shout
out Nitro Circus
Child
Labor.
Child Labor is his ski group. He's going to try to shout it out. Don't let him fool you.
Okay, what would you want here that's different? Like something added that's not here yet. That could be here.
I honestly don't think that's fair for me to say because it may happen next year.
Then say it. Why? It's not fair. It's totally fair.
It's a secret. You got to keep people.
I like that. Hey, they will keep me enticed. Keep me hot and bothered. That's fine.
I'll tell you off, Mike.
All right. Sounds good. I will. Yeah. But is there anything?
I'll give you the winky winky.
I got you, girl. I got you. We'll talk after this. But after
maybe
this.
Maybe I can bring my fryer down next year.
Air fryer?
No.
I got him for
Christmas.
I
make the best wings west of the Mississippi. That's a fact.
So I heard all this shit talking because he's from Buffalo or Rochester, New York originally.
Upstate, sure. Western New York, yeah.
Whatever, wherever he's from, all I heard was for the first year of us dating was that he made the best fucking wings west of the Mississippi. Anytime we would go out and eat wings,
it's facts.
He'd be like, oh, this shit sucks. So for Christmas, I was like, fuck you. Bought him a commercial grade fryer that's meant to go in a restaurant. I was like, you make me these wings.
That you've been talking about for years.
Yeah, shut up.
AJ, like, get out of here. Now I got to try it.
And then she
said,
well,
you're going to come
like,
over for
the
a
best
Bills game.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's go, Bills.
I'm
Let's
down.
Go. Bills are going to win the Super Bowl this year, actually, I think.
Okay, well.
We've been saying it for the past 2 years, son. It ain't going to happen. That's what I'm saying.
I've been saying that since, like, 95. But, yeah.
Listen, our agreement when we first started dating was that he's going to be an Alabama fan and I'm going to be a Bills fan.
Wow, bold statement. Uphill battle for both of you. My friends, I'm so glad you guys are here. Is there anything I can do to help you guys make Grid City Music Fest a better experience?
No, I'm so glad I get to see you, and I love you so much.
Love you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, just keep it rolling. Dude.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I just was so excited to see you.
You made my day, for sure. My friends, on that note, until the next beverage, yeah?
Cheers.
Thanks for having us on, dude.
Salud.
Where's your beer? Awesome. What the fuck is that, water? Jesus
Well,
Christ.
Get one real quick. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
All right, family, here we are, the Grid City Music Fest Live 2023, second annual. I'm here with Dave,
yes.
Drew Reynolds, and Peppa.
Yes,
so
yes,
what's up,
yes,
family?
Yes.
So
can
Drew,
I get more snare in the headphones?
I got you. I'll turn this up real quick. I got you.
More snare.
Snap.
So, Peppa, snap. Dave, before, you guys, do you guys know anything about Taste Masters? I'm curious.
Taste Masters?
I mean, I was here last night, and I saw y'all doing this.
Yeah,
so,
doing your thing.
So, Before now, I did know about Taste Masters.
So, I heard something about you two.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
That you did a cover of a Korn song, is it?
Not well, it's
Korn.
Basically Korn.
Who is it?
It's actually Asparagus.
But for real, you guys did a cover of a song.
You like that?
Oh, yeah, our cover mashup.
That's what I bring. That's what I'm
you
saying.
You did a cover of a song, and the artist reached out to you guys and said it was phenomenal.
I mean, to set the record straight, Adam Jones, he messaged us on Instagram, and he said, this made my day, heart.
Who's Adam Jones?
Adam Jones is the guitarist of Tool, which
it wasn't Korn, it was Tool.
It was Tool, yeah.
Okay.
Our mashup.
And like, if you said that to Tool fans, they would literally find you and murder you.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah,
I'm just. I don't care.
You and I look the same.
His last
name's like,
Jimenez. You don't want to mess with that.
Or Jimenez in English.
It's funny. It's funny
like
because
Tool.
Sometimes I think Adam Jones shared our video because it would irritate the Tool fans. Because so they shared us on their Instagram, and when I looked, it was just 14 solid pages of just the word no, and which is why we wrote the cover
so
mashup.
Publicity is good publicity. Publicity, but that's bad publicity. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, it was good.
Just
it was
as
good.
A Taste Masters, bad publicity all the time.
I mean, our drummer had been talking about viral videos all summer and like what it took, and you know, it takes controversy. And so, you know, Dave wouldn't. That's our guitarist over here. He wouldn't play any covers. And I was trying to get a Tool cover in because I'm a Tool fan.
Where
I love
I'm from,
Led
if you play covers, like. You might as well just play at the point.
Yeah, like, I think
or
covers
downtown
are important.
Nashville.
Nashville?
Downtown Nashville.
Yeah, downtown Nashville. Yeah. That's like, in. The point is that is in Faneuil Hall in Boston.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's the same thing as like Broadway in Nashville.
It's like live
they
band
pay
karaoke.
You $20 to $50 for you to play the same songs over and over and over.
Literally,
I don't
people.
That's terrible. Santeria. Yeah, stuff like that. And, yeah. But Dave, so he was like, I'd play cover if we mashed it up. And, you know,
Cashmere.
Yeah. That's it was right. Cashmere. I mean, I don't know where the idea came. I mean, I was like, how about a Tool song? And he's like, that sounds like Cashmere. And
why Tool? Can I ask why Tool?
Oh, I just love Tool. My uncle's a drummer, and my cousin's a drummer, and my dad's a bassist. So anything that's like complex.
It's actually a mathematical equation that occurs when we play. It's I'm not trying to like, but
you're mind fucking
like
me right
the,
now.
The, like Cashmere's in 3/4 or like 6/8 or whatever the fucking like you
sure.
know one of the three times, and then sober's just in straight 4/4. So we play Cashmere in 4/4, and people are, well, that's how it should be. Like,
should
I don't know.
It?
Yeah, it should be.
I don't
be.
Know. I was,
should
I'm,
or should
I,
not be.
I'm a Led it's, Zeppelin fan, and so, like, he was like, we got to cut. This started because he was like, Cashmere's too long a song.
And it's
to
just stupid.
Cover.
They're like, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
I was like, how can you cut out any parts of Cashmere?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Anyway, many band fights later, like literal timing fights, like they play Cashmere and then they play Tool and they're like your peanut butter is in my fucking chocolate. Like
it is. It's like
peanut butter.
But I like how you guys step out right when the keyboards come in and then you go right in and sober. Like that's like perfect because you're like, wait, they're gonna play Cashmere with
no keyboards. No
what?
One likes that song.
We
don't actually like it.
We don't even get to the good
part. I disagree.
We're literally having a band fight right now, live at Grid City Music.
The reason that Puff Daddy covered Cashmere is because everyone's like, yeah, no, I don't like that song.
The original,
yeah, but did Puff Daddy really cover
yeah,
Cashmere?
Yeah, for Godzilla.
So, the original Zober, like did
Matthew
have some
Broderick.
Rap in it. They were trying to get me to rap. I'm
sleeping.
Like half black, but not black enough to rap, apparently. But I tried. I fucking tried. I tried.
That makes
it's
you
called,
so happy.
It's called Come With Me.
Come with me.
It was in Godzilla.
Come with me.
See, I'm a big nerd, so I was like into the Godzilla.
We're talking about Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy. Yeah. If there's a rapper out there, if there's a keyboardist out there, then there's a cover mashup for you that's waiting.
Yeah. So you guys are here at the Grid City Music Fest, and you guys are playing live, correct?
Oh, yeah. We just played. It was awesome. You know, we often open the show because, like, they just, you know, we're usually getting shoved into some slot. We got Sergio jamming us, but
what's up, Sergio? Welcome to the show, homie.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I love your glasses, by the way.
Sergio opens
love
the show.
Thank you so much. You stole my line.
Can we interview you about your show?
Ready to go. So, but before you guys say this, right now, this table has the best hair.
Oh.
In fucking South Salt.
Yeah, because you're
we're
here.
Hair metal
let's see yours.
I mean, look.
Get it on.
Wonderful girls.
I'm wearing a Grid City hat. But
do
like,
you play guitar?
No, I just play the cowbell and sometimes the maracas.
Can we teach you how to play guitar?
Yeah, we need another guitar player.
I really, really
we
would.
We need one to
or,
play
or
the...
Or saxophone because I look like Kenny G. I would Kenny G the shit out of all this.
Sax is always sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys, interview me then. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm ready.
How did you start this
radio
show?
No, wait, let's start. This is Untaste Masters at South Salt Lake. Welcome to the show. We have a very important guest here. He's actually the leader and Satan of Taste Masters.
I heard you actually founded Taste Masters.
I did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what's your religious beliefs as far as beer goes?
As far as beer goes, I believe in hops and malt and water and yeast.
Okay. And do you think that you'll reach salvation?
The Holy Trinity.
No. Why? Because I'm too good to be true.
Okay.
Too good. That's how.
Let's take this time to pray. Yeah. Upon the beer.
Speaking of too good to be true, we're at Grid City Local Music Festival, and there have been so many breweries on the roster. Like, I feel like was there a passport where people drank everywhere and then they got on the fun bus?
Yeah, you got Level Crossing, Chapel Brewing,
Salt Fire, and Beehive.
Grid City, and then you had here Commonwealth.
Grid City, and then the Commonwealth. They don't brew anything, but they did let us play on their stage.
And they host,
so.
And they have axe throwing, so you guys can drink a little bit and then axe throw. It's kind of weird.
I threw the axe yesterday, and I thought I was going to murder my whole band, like in that Dave Grohl movie, in the Foo Fighters
movie.
Oh, what was
it, 666 or whatever? Studio 666?
Yeah.
That shit's good.
R.I.P. Taylor. Hey, Hawkins.
I just want to say first that this interview, we totally fucked it up. It's well, just
we,
like,
what if we fucked it up?
We did.
We fucked it up.
It's just like we actually learned nothing about you.
We fucked it up like I fuck up the deal.
No, we know he's too good
shop.
To be saved.
Yeah, thank you.
We did know that, and that might be the most important thing.
So
you're the master of taste. When did you start tasting things?
3.5 years ago.
Really?
What was your first taste?
My first taste ever or be on the podcast?
Well, no, 3 years ago.
3 years ago, my first one was probably, I was going to say, a lager from Strap Tank Brewery in Utah County.
Oh, Strap Tank. That's like the Harley Davidson brewery.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the only brewery in Utah County, right?
Yeah.
So
hell yeah.
Well, no.
Where the Mormons live.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It goes hard.
The heart of it.
But there's two of them.
There's two of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got family in Lehigh, and that is the place to go.
Yeah, exactly. So
Lehigh.
The number one selling beverage for a long time was Diet Coke, and then the American lager. So, like, you guys are, like, spoiled being in Salt Lake because you can go and
Coke Zero.
Beer.
Literally on the fun bus to any of these breweries.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, Level Crossing. There's even more than we're involved in this festival. There's, like, Templin Family Brewing.
Yeah, you got Fisher.
Yeah, Fisher.
You got Desert Edge.
Got Desert Edge. They didn't need us. So
what do you guys think about the Grid City Music Fest? Like, are you guys loving this right now?
Oh, it's the pinnacle. So Dave came from Boston, and he had this music festival, the Boston Local Music Festival, and I've been, you know, like hankering, trying to get him to do it, but, you know, South Salt Lake, they didn't want any music events for a long time, but like literally Dave and Mike went to the city council.
It's not that they didn't want it, it's that they didn't know that they wanted it.
Right.
Yeah.
Until you presented this idea, I'm like, hey,
well,
by
I
the
didn't
way,
present, I'm not going to take, this is like Drew.
Sure.
Drew did this.
Yeah,
like,
Drew did this.
I just happen to have done something like this before. And egged it on.
Dave's just like he's the elbow grease. Like he spit on it and then greased it.
But think about it. You need that wingman. If I'm going to a bar, I need a wingman to protect me and or push me. Right?
I was I basically told people that Drew was fuckable. I was like,
you're his Tinder,
if you want to
his Tinder liaison.
Dude, like,
if you went into it and said, hey, this guy's unfuckable, that would turn everybody off. So the fact that you fought for him, well done, Dave. I appreciate you.
I was like, this guy, it's maybe not as like fulfilling as you might want.
But the whole city of South Salt Lake, right? You like went to the city council and you were like, Drew, city, Grid City.
It was like... It was actually an interesting storm that happened. Derek is really the dude who booked the bands, and Derek wanted him and I were talking about like let's do kind of like an outdoor thing between we're booking Pat's, which is right over there, and
barbecue,
then there's
not
barbecue.
A brewery, but barbecue.
And I've been doing like sound over there, and we're like, what if we did like a thing for like Mural Fest, and there was a bunch of like bands, and then once we talked to the Commonwealth, they were like, there's actually a person already doing this. And his name is Drew, and
Drew Reynolds, and they hooked you up with him.
Well, yeah, hooked Derek up with him, and then
it was like a Zord situation, like bam, 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 bam.
It really
like
was
Power
like a storm.
Yeah, Zord's very. It's anime too far. I mean,
it's
but too Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
I got
Rangers.
You.
It's just
Mighty
like
Morphin?
The left arm,
Mighty Morphin.
The left arm, the right arm. So you're saying Drew was like the main body. He was like the Green Ranger.
100%.
Brought in the
like,
Green
bam,
Ranger.
Da, 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 da.
And didn't the Green Ranger become the White Ranger? I'm curious.
there's a lot of colors in there.
UFC.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P. That's what I was going to say.
Too soon.
I was going to say mental health.
R.I.P. Bob Barker.
But
I that
think
today, yeah, he died.
He died that is
today.
Today.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He was like 300 years old.
Yeah.
The Price is Wrong, bitch.
Today it is.
That's disrespectful.
Damn.
But back to Drew. Back to Drew.
I love that you guys gave three fucks about his vision as well. You guys have the same vision.
Oh yeah.
And you guys are here as well.
So the vision is local music.
Yeah.
Because Salt Lake City. Like, believe it or not, it has an awesome local music scene. It has an awesome beer scene.
Yes.
And when you put them together, these parties happen.
Da, da, da,
magical.
Da.
And it wasn't really hard for it to happen.
Right.
It just
wait, I think it should happen more often. Why isn't that not happening more often than it is now?
I mean, COVID made things weird. It was like the fart at the party for a while. But I think things are opening back up. And also... you know, I think people got burnt out. It was a lot of shattered dreams right at the beginning of COVID, and people are getting their heart back. They're getting that fire in their belly again. Like,
it's not that
and
easy to make it happen.
This is fire underneath the pot. This is definitely going to encourage
more
of this to
happen
again. Yeah.
We're doing
it. But what can local artists do for more local artists? Like, you guys are making music, which I envy. I actually have Freudenfreude, which is a German word for I have joy for you having joy.
Freud and Freud. Yes.
Freud and Freud.
I think Freud
and
Freud.
That's what we need as artists. But,
but you're seeing beer makers are distilling, like spirit makers. Like, we're also doing a craft, but in a different medium. Mm-hmm. And we have murals across Salt Lake.
Yes.
So we're all, like, showcasing artists.
Yes.
It's not just a beer fest. Just because no, Grid City is a beer
place. Well,
it's an art fest.
Yeah.
Well, the beer,
art fest, yeah.
The beer fuels the art. One hand washes the other. And as far as all the local musicians, like, you just have to apologize when you can't make each other's shows. I was looking at the lineup, you know, and all the different places that you could eat and all the different people
right.
you could see. You had Year of the Human. You had Lee Refugee. Lee Refugee, sorry. And then you had Lionfish. You had all of the... You had J-Rad Cooley.
It was just like
Jim
every
Bone.
Friday night when you can't see each other's
right.
show.
It was agonizing,
yeah, pick and choose, almost. Like, yes. It's like a festival. It's like, there's five stages. Which stage do we make it to?
Yeah.
But,
yeah. But they're the fun bus. I don't know if you took the fun bus.
Was it fun?
I took it last night, and it was the funnest bus I've ever been on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bold statement.
You've been on a lot of buses.
Boston guys? Bold
yes.
statement.
Yeah. It was a great bus, and I look forward to being on the fun bus more.
So what can Grid City Music Fest do better next year than they are doing next
more,
year?
Just more.
Yeah?
More music happening in different locations. Activate, yeah. like... Yeah, I mean, we used to have a practice space over where Old Cuss is.
Yeah.
And so it was, like, amazing to... I can't say see because I wasn't there.
Sure.
I was over at Grid City Beer Works doing that one. But, like, there's so many locations that could have legitimate stages.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just, like, it's going to happen
time. I just feel like everybody should just get on making some babies. You know, Salt Lake and Utah we're pushing 3 million people now, and I was thinking about that when I was, like, all those stages happening, and I'm like, man, there are enough people to be at all those stages, and not just here at this festival. Like, I heard that Mel Soul was over at, like, the Handlebar, and you know, Die Shiny was playing. Everybody's playing out. I think just get out and know that there's just fun stuff to do now. Salt Lake is fun now. Don't listen to Shaq. Not boring. It's fun now.
There are several things to do tonight.
Yeah.
And so, like,
right.
the fact that people are here having such
yeah.
a good time, like,
and what,
it really...
And
Shaq was right, though. The NBA All-Star Game, if this happened at the NBA All-Star Game, then it would have been sick.
That's the thing, is Grid City at the NBA All-Star Game, I guess.
Give me, if you gave these people the NBA All-Star Game, Shaq would have been like, Salt Lake City is... the next new thing. Like,
don't get
right.
salty.
Yeah.
Don't get salty. Yeah.
I see where you're going, though, Dave. I understand that.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, we don't need no Shaq or no celebrities to be like, hey, we still kick ass and take names. And that's what we're doing.
I just respect Shaq. And I feel
sure.
like Shaq
Shazam?
Had a bad time because the downtown area, like,
well,
there should have been
know.
Stages at downtown. Like, and I know
but
that there was one stage.
Utah fucking up. But Grid City's not fucking up.
Well, that's
proving that we don't need the state.
That's the thing. And
if he would have made his way around here, he would have had a good
time.
See,
I tell you what, that's not the state's control. That's local artists
local
taking control and be
artists.
Like, listen,
we didn't rope
fuck
him in.
You, Utah, the state. We will decide. And if Shaq were to be part of this local.
The NBA All-Star Game is an albatross of a conversation.
All right. Well, I'll get up on my soapbox here, my little pepper soapbox. And I will say, there was an awesome, you know, there's, as things open up, We're getting more out-of-state talent, which is great. You know, it's great to mix and match, but we have so much talent, and we were just inside literally recording these songs, making this stuff, making these small businesses, pushing it forward. And, you know, because everybody just had all this time in the
yeah.
pandemic, and not just time, but, like, the knowledge that life is fucking short. Like, you could die. What do you want to be doing?
And people in our scene did die.
Yeah.
Like,
Isaiah Smith, hashtag RIP.
Yeah.
Izzy
Smith.
And so everybody...
He's an amazing piano player that died of COVID.
Yeah, we lost him. And so everybody realized that life was short and that they needed to do the shit they wanted to do. And so 2 years later, 3 years later, I'm seeing all of this happening. Everybody's
busting. And I respect
now.
You guys doing that because you guys give a fuck about your art and people who do the thing.
Yeah.
So the fact that you guys are here doing this for a local festival... I'm a commemorate you, if that's a big word. That's a big word.
Yeah.
I like you guys, right? But
we love you.
We like
for
you
being
too.
Here and like and giving a fuck about your art to give a fuck about these guys' art
okay, the
and be
community.
Here.
The community. Yeah. It's all about the community. There's
I call it
so
a family, right?
A family.
Friends and family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a million amazing artists here, so how could we not turn up, you know?
That's what I'm saying, right? But, like, when all tides raises all ships, right?
Yes.
Rising tides raises all ships.
Rising tide. It's so much local
talent.
You guys
are doing that right now. So I want to challenge you guys. Don't stop doing what you're doing, because once you do...
Don't stop.
No. Stop that Foreigner song.
Hold on to the feeling.
This is karaoke.
My friends, I appreciate you guys being here for a few minutes of my time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. But, like, if there's anything I can do for you as a local artist, from local artist, let me know, because I respect and commemorate you guys.
Do you have, like, $6?
I have $7.
Oh, my
So
$7.
We're gonna get home tonight.
My like call to action is like we have local talent that is on par with Lady Gaga. We have Robin Cage. We have Talia Keys. We have so many amazing artists. We have Sammy Brew. We have Triggers and Slips. We have J. Red Cooley. Spirit Machines. That's my band. I gotta plug that. I'm told.
Mortique Tempo is my band.
Oh yeah, Mortique Tempo. Oh yeah,
I can love those guys.
Oh yeah,
they are amazing.
Oh yeah. You just released like a huge. Album.
Yeah.
I was listening.
They're huge.
To it.
I love them. I love them so much.
Yes.
And they're
go
underrated.
Listen to all these bands.
That's
if
true.
You're listening to this, go listen to these bands.
Like you said, there's local art being made in all types of medium here in South Salt Lake, and let's go.
Yeah. We need your dollars. Like, just it's a people read or they buy cage free eggs. You know, they're trying to get organic stuff. Like we're in your community. All these artists are. Literally serving you coffee, but also trying to stoke their dreams. Like, just support us. Think local first. That's all I ask.
Organic music. Here we are.
Gentlemen, anything else before we leave?
Listen to Taste Masters. The Taste Masters. I'm assuming that you talk about all the great beer that's being made in this state.
Anything fermentation. So we got spirits, beer, fermentation. So sake, wine.
Yeah.
Kimchi, if you will, things that coffee that goes into anything.
What's your favorite thing to taste? Like, if you had to pick one,
Anything my wife makes, because like it's rare and far and
that's
few
good
between.
Answer.
So yeah,
that's a good answer.
Is your wife a brewer?
No, she's an interior designer, right?
Oh, is she right back there?
Gorgeous and
in the
hot as fuck.
I thought you were like saying that like the banner was your wife.
Like this is my wife.
It's like I don't know. You have like a weird relationship with your banner, bro.
I agree with. But my friends, thank you so much.
Yes,
I appreciate this.
Thank you.
And on this note, enjoy the Grid City Music Fest.
Yeah.
And salud, huh?
Salud.
David Jimenez.
All right, family, we have some local guests here at the Grid City Music Fest 2023. What are your guys' names?
I am Ben.
Oh, shit, I'm going to turn you on. You have to look in the microphone now.
I'm Katie.
Hey, Katie. Ben. And then I have my sister, Ambry. Welcome to the show. Longtime listener.
True.
You've never been on the podcast, by the way.
True.
Anyway, Katie, Ben, hi.
Hi.
So I know you guys wanted to be a part of this. So what's going on? Talk to me. You gotta talk right in the microphone.
We're kind of tipsy.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
You're tipsy.
Twinsies.
Yeah, but I'm curious.
Go for it.
What do you guys do? What exactly is this?
So, Taste Masters is the biggest podcast with fermentation. So, we showcase artists within the field of fermentation. So, brewers, distillers, sake makers, kombucha makers, people who ferment hot sauce, people who do kimchi, all of it. And coffee that goes into beer or into spirits, vanilla, all of it, right? So, anyone who gives a fuck about ethanol, fermentation, I'm like, here's a microphone. What's your story? Why was this beer made? Why is this festival being a thing? Why was that beer a thing? Why was that spirit? Why'd you make that, right?
Right.
And so here we are just trying to, like, showcase the artist.
Gotcha.
And my theory is, if you were heard one more time, I just want to hear you. Can I just hear you? What's your story?
So, you can hear me right now.
So, Ben, what do you like? Beer? Whiskey? Sake? What?
Well, I gotta be honest. You gotta forgive my ignorance a little bit about beer, but I know there's lots of terms and science and theory around beer, right? But I've come to learn that I like lagers and the occasional stout, which I know is like kind of...
It's an ale, but...
Opposite each other.
It's sexy.
Right.
Like stouts? Like Guinness?
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Dark stuff. But tonight I've had mostly lagers. I like light stuff. You know, stuff that you don't really taste the alcohol too much.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's I respect the craft, man. It's an art, and I'd like to learn more about it for sure.
So what would you do about how are you going to learn more about it?
I'll probably visit more breweries.
I love that.
I know there's some local ones that have just opened up, like, you know, Second Summit. Have you been to there?
Yeah, it's a cidery, right?
Cidery,
and
yeah.
They have a great cider look. Like, I think they're one of the coolest cideries in Utah.
Yeah.
And then you have Chapel Brewing, one of the newer ones.
Oh, right.
So they're just downtown. Like, or just down, like, a couple blocks from here.
Yeah.
And they have great beer.
Okay.
And there's great beer and cider being made here in Utah all over the place. Like, you can have a great weekend without driving, and you can walk to multiple locations and have a great night.
Yeah.
That's so simple.
No, it's super cool. I mean, I think despite all of Utah's weird, like, alcohol laws, we have, like, pretty good brewery scene, right? Would you say so?
And that's why we're trying to be a family, a community, right? We're trying to be like, hey, you make good shit. I make good shit. How can you make better shit? How can I make better shit? And we're like, I can help you. We can help you. Like,
how can we expand our audiences together?
Yeah, it's a big, huge family. That's what it is.
Exactly.
But, Katie, do you like beer or alcohol or liquor or what?
I'm a fruity hoe.
Yes, that is what I always ask. I'm like, what's your fruitiest beer?
That's fine. That's fine. But
exactly.
To me, it's a gateway.
Exactly.
I don't know what.
That's fine. That's why I give my sister.
I know nothing.
I'm just like, can you please give me your least beeriest one?
And that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that, because what happens is, once you get kind of roped in, you'll be like, okay, there's more to it. Because Embry will be like, oh, we'll go to a bar or a brewery, and she'll be like,
what's the fruitiest drink?
Yeah.
You?
You'll decide for me. And yeah, I will.
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
And she goes, why does this fruity beer or this cocktail or whatever.
Oh, the breakdown is so good.
She goes, why does it taste the way it tastes? I'm like, oh, you know. And then, so when knowledge increases, behavior changes.
He's
so
not
once,
wrong.
Once you learn about something, you're like, oh. That's why I like you. That's why I like peachy things or strawberry things or fruity things or lagers or ales or porters or darker beers, right?
Yeah.
So you just got to learn.
Yeah,
I've
exactly.
actually gone to a bar and gone, hey, can I get the IPA that is on draft? Thank you. Never before would I have ever done that.
Wow, I don't even know what that means.
Either do I.
Right, but you'll be able to learn that, right? That's something new. And it's really cool, but... So, yeah, education. So, for me, it's like, if you guys are ever going to drink, I understand you can, like, get flavored vodkas and this, that, and the other. But if you're looking to get fucked up, that's different. Uh-huh. But if you actually want to learn the craft,
right.
There's so much to happen here in Salt Lake.
There's a
so
lot.
Much. Yeah.
So, when did you start this podcast journey?
Before COVID happened. So, the first week of 2020, damn. Yeah, I launched it. So, I've been going for 3.5 years. And I'm just trying. I started this to try to learn... Basically, I was in your guys' shoes. I'm like, I just want to learn things.
Yeah, right.
And then, long story short, I learned the things, became a brewer, and now I'm a head brewer at Ketos. Yeah.
At where?
Ketos Brewing.
Oh, Ketos.
Yeah, cool. So.
Blackberry Sour.
Blackberry Sour is a great one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a great
and
one.
And they have an award-winning, you know, coffee cream ale. But it's like, I just wanted, I was so hungry to learn that I'm like, let's just do all the things and talk to all the people and how can I make the best beer I can, doing the best I can. I'm not here to make world-renowned beer. I'm not here to, like, support. Like,
I'm just
trying.
It's very passion-driven.
Yeah. So this is just, like, because I give a fuck, that's
exactly.
why this thing's a thing.
Okay, gotcha.
So whatever you guys are passionate about, all I say is give a fuck about it and keep – and be continuous with it. What's the word I always say?
Couldn't tell you.
Damn.
Consistent?
Consistent. Thank you so much, Ben. God damn. Yeah. So, whatever it is, be consistent.
Bless
you. Right.
That's it. Okay. And it doesn't matter if you succeed or fail. At the end of the day, as long as you're trying, you'll succeed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great words from a great man.
But thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much, Ben. Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much.
I'm going to give this podcast a listen for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Anyways, on that note, my friends, until the next beverage. Cheers.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Hell cheers. Yeah.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. Find us on Instagram at @_Tastemasters, Twitter at @TheTastemasters, or on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, DM us for any questions, or leave a review. Tell your friends, and thanks for listening. Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at Fuse_Audio.